Today's daf is Nazir, daf Yud Aleph, and we continue in the second parak Harini Nazir, continuing different languages of Kabbalah's Nazirus, whether they work, whether they don't work. This is what all the first couple of prakim are about here in Maseches Nazir. Again, there's a lot to talk about in terms of the Nazirus itself, about all the different halachas of Nazirus, the Isurim of drinking wine and cutting hair, and we'll get to that in the later prakim, and the mitzvah and the process of Tiglachas Tahara and Tiglachas Tuma. There's a lot of different topics, but the first couple of prakim are all about various Lashonos of Kabbalah's Nazirus. So we start off with another one, and today also we get to some Shas topics, which we have touched on over the last couple of weeks, but here, as we'll see, the important words of Tosfos and related sources. Says the Mishnah, Mazgulo es hakos. If somebody has poured a cup of wine, mazgulo, that's the language used in Psachim also, mazgulo, it should be poured for someone else at the Seder. So mazgulo es hakos v'amar, hareini nazir mimenu. I pour somebody a cup of wine and they say, I'm a nazir from that wine. Mimenu, from it. They don't just say hareini nazir, but they say hareini nazir, mimenu, hare ze nazir. Automatically, that person is a full, complete nazir, even though his words sounded like just that he is a nazir from that cup of wine. But we say, no, it is a full Kabbalah's Naziris. Some suggest that this is only according to the Shita of the Rabbanan. If you remember, think back for about a week or so, if you look back on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, we had a Mishnah. The Mishnah said, if somebody says, I'm a nazir from Chartzanim and from Zagim, from a specific area of Naziris, or I'm a nazir from Hair, or a nazir from Tumah, meaning a Kabbalas Mixas Nazirus, there was a Machlokas Tanoim. The Mishnah held, Mishnah said, Hareze Nazir. And that's what we paskin, that if you're Makabal Mixas Nazirus, then you're Makabal all Nazirus. Rabbi Shimon argued. Rabbi Shimon had said, Mikol Asher Ye Aseh Migefen Ayayin, from all these, and then it went through the list, Mecharsan and Badzog. And the Rabbi Shimon understood that to mean Kabbalas Nazirus has to be complete. If you're only Makabal Mixas, it doesn't work. So some suggest that this Mishnah is also only assuming like the Shita of the Rabbanan. Mixas Nazirus to all. The problem is that the Gemara doesn't limit it to that. Usually when a Mishnah is only according to one Shita of the Tanoim, the Gemara says, Masnisa Deloke Haitana. Doesn't say that here. Therefore, the Rush right here says, no, this Mishnah could even be like Rav Shimon, and there's a difference between the earlier case of Makabal Mixas to this case. Says the Rush, third line, V'yafilu l'Rav Shimon, da'amar ha'cheyazer mikulan, even according to Rav Shimon, who said earlier on Daf Gimel, that you have to be a Nazir from all, ha'chamode, kivan shelo hizkir behedya yayin. He didn't say specifically, I'm a nazir from wine, which is one third of Naziris. I'm a nazir from it. What's from it? So it might be more inclusive. He didn't explicitly limit his Kabbalah. And therefore, it could be that Rav Shimon would agree here, and this is like a yad of Naziris. This is worse than aha. This is worse than eh, no. Right, so this is like, I'm a nazir from it. So Reb Shimon could agree, even here. That's the first part of the Mishnah. Again, somebody's Makabel Nazirus by saying, I'm a nazir from this cup of wine. Maisa, and then a story. Maisa, Bisha Achal Shaisa Shikora. There was a woman who was drunk. That's the literal translation. We'll talk about it in the Gemara. Bez Hashem, she was drunk and they poured her a cup of wine. V'amra, and she said, Hareini Nazira Mimenu. I'm a Nazira from it. Amru Chachamim, the Chachamim say, Lo Niskavna Zu Elalomar Harehu Alai Karban. Her Kavana was only to assert this cup of wine like a Karban. It was really a nether. It wasn't Naziris. She wasn't trying to be Makabel everything, which the Gemara will say, Bez Hashem, on the bottom, Maisa Listar. Right? It's exactly opposite of the Resha. The Reisha says, if I say, I'm a Nazir from it, I'm a full Nazir. And the Seifa says, she says, I'm a Nazir from it, she's not a full Nazir. She's only Nazir from that cup of wine. So we'll have to see exactly what the difference is between the Reisha and the Seifa. The Karen Ora here also discusses, why is this case of you're only a Nazir, Lonis Kav Nazu, you're a Nazir, not a Nazir, you made a Ned there, from this wine, why is that different from the Mishnah at the beginning of our parak? Remember, if somebody says, I'm a Nazir from Grogerus and Dvela, so we paskin, there's no Nazirus there. The Pashas was, against that Rambam, we saw the Rambam, but the Pashas was that everything's mutter. You're not a Nazir, you're not a Mufrash from Grogerus or Dvela either. Why not? Why isn't that like this case? Here he says, she says, I'm a nazir from it. So the Gemara interprets that to mean she's muderes from it. So why don't we say he's muder from grogris and tvela also? What's the difference? Ule'el gabi mina grogris mashma delo havinadur. According to anybody. Notwithstanding that Rambam. V'yesh lomar, says the Karanora, there's still a difference. The Dafka, and this is what the nitty-gritty Rishonim and Achronim try to work with when you have Mishnayos that are very close to each other, and they have different halachos, we have to be mechalik between them somehow. So we just had one chilik of the Rush. Here's another one, the Karanora. Only by Grogaris do we say that there was no Kabbalah at all. The Dafka gabi Grogaris, the lo shaycha benaziris klal, who the gamneder lo have. It's totally not included. Again, maybe not as far as some other things, but not included. Avol bekos yayin de shaycha benaziris ella da amdinon daite dvolnis kavna elles or atzva mimenu shaper chala iser afilu blush naziris. Says the Karanora, it's a chiddush to say that the word nazir just means separated. We said it can mean that sometimes, right? That not specifically naziris. Nezer is a crown. Right, why is a Nazir called the Nazir anyway? It's a crown because he has a different status. He's different than everyone else. That's Naziris. So to say, though, that that's what a person means is a Chiddush. So we'll say it if there's some Shaychus to real Naziris, like the cup of wine here. And we'll say you meant to be separated from that cup of wine. But if not, like by Grogaris, so therefore that would not be included. That's the suggestion of the Karanora, Avol kos yayin the Shaychus b'Naziris, al d'din d'aita. You're only miscopying to this, so the Naziris is chal. The general question also that bothers many is that we're interpreting what they meant, not by what they said. And that's difficult, because in most areas of halacha, we have the principle of dvarim shebalei v'edam dvarim. Right? If you didn't say it, then it doesn't kick in. And that's what Rabbi Akiva Eiger was bothered by a couple of daf ago. And that's what he had to say, well, really, the person did say it. Focus on their first two words. Say like a palgina dibura, hareini nazir. Stop. Stop time. And then the question is to undermine it. That's how we could say sometimes, like in the Reisha, that you're a nazir totally, even though you didn't say it. Because you did say it, and then you're trying to undermine it. But in other types of cases, where the halacha is not that you're a full nazir, it's even more difficult. If somebody says, I'm a nazir from blank, why am I anything? I didn't say I'm a Nazir from... If I say I'm a Nazir, then fine. We accept this first part of his phrase. If I say I'm Usher from the other item, so it's not really what he said. Why isn't that a problem with Varam Shibalev? So all the Akronim try to figure out exactly how to fit this Gemara with Varam Shibalev. When is Varam Shibalev usually said? Is it only when it's Soser, something that was said? Do you have to have Gili Das? We had the 3 days quoted in Tosfos, both in Ksubis and in Kiddushin. Three types of categories, where you don't have to say anything because it's clear. Varam Shibalev, Ublev, Kaladam. Somebody sells all of their property because they're making Aliyah, and then they find out that they're not making Aliyah. Somebody has a long lost, somebody gives away all of their property because they think they don't have any Yershim, and then they finally have a long lost son. All different types of categories of you don't have to do anything, you have to do something, or you even have to do Tanai Kafel. The 3 different categories. So this Gemara has to be worked out along with the Sugyas of Dvarim Shebalev. Okay, says the Gemara. Maisa Listor. Usually we bring stories to help explain, to illustrate, to act as a mashal. And we have that even in the first Mishnah in Shas. So if you don't know, you realize that stories are good. Stories are helpful. And therefore the first Mishnah in Shas already has a story in it to help illustrate. So here though, we have a story that does just the opposite. Maisa Listar, Amat Reisha, the first line of the Mishnah said that if somebody is offered a cup of wine and they say, I'm a Nazir from it, you're a full Nazir. Amad Reisha Hareza Nazir. Vahadar Tani, the next line of the Mishnah brings a story where a woman was offered a cup of wine, and she says, I'm a Nazir from it, and she's not a Nazira. She's only Usher from that cup of wine. Vahadar Tani, Maisa B'Isha Achas. Alma Bahayu Da Usher. Only that cup of wine she's Asura from. Hayena Achrina Shari. But other wine, she would be Muteris to. Kasha, answer, Chisuri Mechsura. Always the easy answer. Chisuri Mechsura, either we're missing, or it's missing in our understanding. Right, we've quoted in the past, I think it was the Tosfos Yontif, or the Tiferes Yisrael, I think it was the Tiferes Yisrael in Arachin, forgot to bring it this time, in Arachin, that discusses why we have Chisurei Mechzeris, where he writes that there was, the Mishnah was stated in certain ways, and they had a sing-song sometimes. They had songs to remember the Mishnayos by heart. And that's why sometimes once it was stated in a certain way, they didn't want to change it. Even though it was maybe understood originally in that way, and it's not so clear to us in the way that it's written, it was not, they didn't change it. They didn't want to change it because it was already nikva in a certain lashon. So, chisurei mechzeris v'hachi ketani. Mazgalo asakos. This is what it means in our understanding to add in a line. If they poured him a cup, va'amar harini nazir mimenu hariza nazir, v'im shikarhu. That's the difference. If the person's drunk, v'im shikarhu, v'amar harini nazir mimenu eino nazir. If somebody's drunk and they offer him a cup of wine and he says no, then he's not a nazir. Because clearly, what does he mean based on the context? He's had enough. My taima, kemanda amar, hare alai karbanu. He's basically saying, no more, no more, I can't. Hare alai karbanu. He's saying, this cup is usher to me, I'm not having any more. Tosva says, it's the derech of people around someone who's drunk to try to make them even more over the edge. Which is not the best thing to do, but it's little human nature. Tosfos in Dibur Maskil Ve'im Pirish Shederech Bnei Adam LaHaftzir Bishachor SheYishteh. Right, give him another one. Give him another one. Let's see how far he can go. So that is inappropriate, but that is the derech of people, and that's why he's saying no, no, no. I don't want it, and he's saying it should be a carbon on me. V'chitei Malei Mahachi. So why didn't he just say that? Why didn't he just say, this cup of wine is usher on me? Why did he use the lashon of Nazirus? Says the Gemara, because he wanted to make sure they didn't try it again. Savar, maisim liachrina. Maybe they're going to bring me a different one. Umitzarin li, and they're going to cause me tsaris. Emeluhu hamilsa. Let me say a language that they'll think I'm done. Depsikaluhu. That's totally cutting. I'm going to say Nazir. Umaisanami bisha achas. And then the story is a proof. The Rishonim discuss here, is anything that somebody says when they're drunk meaningful anyway? She's a shikora, and she makes this statement. So what do we care what she says? If she's a makabel, is she a bas das at this time? So obviously the Rishonim say that she wasn't totally drunk at this time. Right? She was not, the Rambam says, let's read the Rambam's Lashon, she wasn't in the state of shechrus shalot. If that is the level, Mashanu Omrim Shehu Kishikar Shalonishtake B'Shichris V'lo Higiel Shechrusa Shalot, which is totally right. You don't even know that who your daughter is. Shekol Maasa V'Dvar of Kayamin, because here we're talking about someone whose actions and acceptances are significant and meaningful. V'Nena Shalkol Mashehu Oseh V'Masharoy Lo Menonesh, and you'll be held accountable for what you said. Kimo Habriim Aval, says the Rambam, Mishi Higiel Shechrusa Shalot. Somebody is totally gone. They have no idea what they're saying. Hare komasa v'dvar v'talin. Vein dinola v'lo davar she'echayv oso b'shum ma'isim and ma'isim. Nothing to talk about. It's not going to be any type of Kabbalah. And this is really part of a larger discussion. If you look in the Piskei Tshuvos in the Siman and Shulchan Aruch about davening when one is drunk, Siman Tzadi Tes in Shulchan Aruch and Arachayim, the Shulchan Aruch there says, Shasa Yain, Sifalaf. Shasa Yain Kedei Revius Al Yispalel. If somebody drinks a Revius of wine, one shouldn't daven right after that. And the Piskei Tshuvos there explains there are really four levels of Shasui, let's call it. Four levels of people having drunk wine in terms of halacha. Lowest to the highest, the lowest level. If somebody drinks less than a revius of wine, or drinks more than a revius of wine, or has a shot of whiskey, but it's with other food items. So therefore, that would kind of cover and balance out the effect. Umakir ba'atzmo, and the person realizes by just having a one shot of whiskey, the person realizes just by having some wine by Havdalah, that ain davar mashpi al silas daito. A person's totally fine. And this can be subjective. Some people could feel totally, you know, not clear after one drink, and other people could have three drinks. But that's the lowest level. The lowest level is having a little drink. In that case, mutter lamod l'spala chanchila. V'koshkin l'var shar brachas. In that case, if it doesn't affect a person at all, you know, let's say in many shuls, most shuls, I would imagine, there's a kiddush before musaf on Simchas Torah. So how can we daven? So obviously, we have to make sure that we act appropriately at the Kiddush and not do something that would make me not in a state to daven lechatchila after. And again, there's a separate standard, which we're not going to get to now for Berachas Kohanim. Berachas Kohanim. But at least for davening. For davening, that's the lowest level. And everybody davens after that. Why? Because that's the lowest level, mutl chachila to daven after having a little drink. Next level up. If somebody drinks more than a revius, shalom b'shas suda, or somebody drank anything and they feel it a little bit. They feel a little heavy. They feel a little slow. But they're fine. They can't drive because their reflexes might not be so perfect. But they're with it totally. Margish ba'asmo shashtia mashpia al tzlilus daito, imki adayin sholeit al dibro kogan, below gimgum. You can talk perfectly, right? You don't mess up. A person doesn't slur words. He's perfectly as das, but he feels the effect. So there, lechatchila, one should wait for the effects of the wine to say a bracha. Lo yispalel, lo shmona esrei, v'lo kriyashmo berchosea, ashashpos hayayin o ayesh, tafug mimenu. V'shir hamtana, E efshar lahadiru bizman, open maisa mesuyam, fa'akol talui lafitivo shalashose, lafichose kayayin. It depends, it's very subjective. If somebody is in a situation where they're worried that if they don't daven now, this mantila is going to pass, this is going to pass that, and he's going to fall asleep, then you're allowed to. That's a bidiyevid situation, bidiyevid kilachachachilo dami, and therefore, what is allowed to? That's number two, level up. Then you have number three. Where you can't speak properly. Where it's really affected. Maybe people are in this state after the Purim Suda. Right? Whatever it is, it's more than just I was affected by it. They wouldn't be able to walk in a straight line. Sometimes their words get a little slurred. They're still a bardas. They realize they're conscious of their actions, but they realize that they're a little out of it. Or maybe not just a little out of it. So then it's asur to daven, even if the zman tefillah is going to pass. If they really can't, benching would be the same thing. So one has to be in a state where they're really not totally, you know, slurring words. Right? They have to be in a state where they're in the state. He quotes, Rabim me'achronim me'kilin bazeh. There are many that say, maybe you shouldn't be the chazan, but there are many that say, in this situation, if the zman tefillah is going to pass, you know what, push comes to shove, we'll let you daven in this case too. Right? As long as it's not a bizayin. Not a bizayin to the people around. But that is number three. And that's what's called in many areas, shasui. Shasui. Or sometimes it might mean shikar, and that's probably what it means here, according to the Rambam. It doesn't mean shikar, it means shasui. It means she's still a bazdas. And then finally you have the fourth level, which is called shechruso shalot. Totally gone, totally out, doesn't have any control of any of their words, any of their actions. So that's a la bardas. Right, they can't do anything, and if they do anything, it's a toeva. Right, it's disgusting to try to if they have no control, they don't even know what they're doing. So those are the four levels of drinking in this regard. That's the Rambam writes in Hilchos Mechira. V'hu ashikar she'osev ein yodeh ma'osev ein ma'isav klum v'arihu k'shota okatan pachas mi'ben sheish. Those are the four categories in halacha. Okay, there is one other way of understanding the Mishnah. The Rishash says, you know what shikar here means? Shikara doesn't mean she's drunk right now. It means she has a drinking problem. It means she's an alcoholic. It doesn't mean that she's actually drunk now. And that's what it is. She's trying her best. She's trying her best to cut down, and then they offer her a cup of wine. So she says, no, it's usur to me. But not that at this moment she is in that state. That also solves the problem. Also, that's a problem. Even if she sometimes gets to the state where she's totally out of it. But shikara means it's the label of a person, not describing the state that she is in right now. So that's the Rishash helping us out here in the understanding of the Mishnah. V'laniyas da'atit shikara v'shikar amurim kam heima shemos to'arim la'asher mishtak'im berov yemehem b'shechras. Avalata einam shikarim klau ula'achi amrina shalonis kavlu naziris kivin deragili b'yayin elakoze volvachi aleim karban. Good. Fine. Says the next Mishnah. Three cases of the next Mishnah. Number one. Hareni nazir almanas. First case of naziris with a tanai in this besechta. That's why this is where we have this discussion on the 10th daf here. Hareni nazir almanasha eya shose yayin. Mtami lemesim. Hareni nazir on condition that I can drink wine and be mtami lemesim. So what's the halacha? Hareza Nazir va'asir b'kulan. You're a Nazir and you're Asir in all of the other items. Where we have a similar Mishnah, back in Maseches Ksubis, Daf Nun Vav. I will marry you on condition that I don't have the Chiyuv Mamsher Ksus Va'ona. The halacha is, he's married and he has the Chiyuv Mamsher Ksus Va'ona. Right? Sounds like a similar idea, as we'll see. It is very similar. Case number two. Yodeya Ani Sheish Naziris. Aval Eini Yodeya Shah Nazir Asir B'yayin. I skipped those few psukim. I knew that a Nazir, there's something called a Nazir, but I didn't know that a Nazir was Asir to drink wine. Hareza Asir, the Tanakhama says, Asir, why? Because this person was Makabal Mixas Naziris. What did we say earlier? If you're Makabal Mixas Naziris, you're Makabal all Naziris. We said that back in the Mishnah Daf Gimel. For Rabbi Shimon Matir, Rabbi Shimon is Matir. Tosas here says, Lishita so. If you're Makabal Mixas Naziris, then you're not Makabal all Naziris. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon is Matir. The Shaila for Rabbi Shimon is, well, is he Asir in at least the things that he said he was going to be Asir in, or is he totally nothing? That's a question. Third case, Yodea Anisha Nazir Asir B'yayin. I know that a Nazir is Asir in wine. Aval Savor Hayisi Shachachamim Matirin Li. I thought I could get out of it. I thought the Chachamim would be Matir for me. Mipnei She'ein Ani Yachol Lechios El B'yayin. I need wine. I can't live without wine. I'm addicted. Right? I can't live without wine. Right? Or, so I thought the Chachamim would, or I'm a wine seller. You know, I need it for Parnasa. Right? Something. O Mipnei She'ani Kover Es HaMesim. Or I'm part of the Chaver Kadisha. And I thought they would matir, because I'm Kover Mesim. We'll see in the Gemara. Was he in this state when he made the neder, or was it something that came up afterwards? We'll see. Hareze Mutter. This is Mutter. So the Chachamim there say it's Mutter. It is not a Naziris, Rabbi Shimon Oser, Rabbi Shimon Asers. Exact opposite of the previous. And the Gemara is going to ask, what just happened? Right? Isn't it just, shouldn't it be the opposite? What happened here that the Shitos are flipped? Good. This is the Mishnah. The question that some of the Achronim ask also here is, let's say in the last case, I'm a Nazir, but I didn't know about Tumas Mace. So why isn't he at least a Naziris Shimshon? He should be at least a Nazir Shimshon. What's a Nazir Shimshon? Asir and wine, Asir and haircut, but he's melodic even Tommy the Mace. So if a person says, oh, I thought Tumas Mace I can't handle. So let him at least be a Nazir Shimshon. So that's a question, whether a Naziris Shimshon can be accepted without explicating the Nazir Shimshon. Is there a connection between all Nazir? We mentioned a few days ago, there's four types of Nazirios. There's a regular Nazir, Stam Nazir, Nazir Shimshon, Nazir Olam, and Nazir Li'olam. The four types of Nazirios. The difference between Olam and La'olam. What happens after 30 days? What about haircuts? But what is the connection between all those four? Are those four one big package deal, or are there differences? Can you slide between one and the other? And that's the implicit assumption of the question of the Achronim on this Mishnah. You know, why isn't he at least a Nazir Shimshon? But he didn't say he wanted to be a Nazir Shimshon. Right? So maybe there's a difference. You can't just jump from one to the other. That's what the Ramafarshan, the Binyan Sion here, in Simon Pei Aleph, one of the Chubas of the Aruch Laner, he discussed this idea. Why is he at least a Nazir Shimshon? He's going to get to what we're going to have in the next couple of days. Why isn't there Hatara for a Nazir Shimshon? Right? There's a Hatara for everything. Why isn't there a Hatara for this? There's a Hatara for Hektish, maybe, according to Beis Hillel. There's a Hatara for Hafrashas Truma. Right, so why isn't there a Hatara? So we'll have to see. But that's the Mishnah. Let's get to the Gemara now. Says the Gemara, V'liflug Nami. So we have three cases. Case one, there's no Machlokos. Case two and three are opposite Machlokos. So he asks the Gemara, V'liflug Nami, Rabbi Shimon Bereisha. Why doesn't Rabbi Shimon argue in the Reisha too? Where a person says, I'm a Nazir, I'm a Nath, and I can drink wine. So why isn't that a Kabbalas Mixas Naziris? So Rabbi Shimon would say, he's not a Nazir. So, first answer, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Lakis, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Chalakai Rabbi Shimon Aparesha. Rabbi Shimon Levi says, you're right. Rabbi Shimon means to argue on the Resha too. The Machlokas in the second case is like a Machlokas in the first case. And he argues, and Ravina Amar, no, Baresha lo palag Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon does not argue in the first case. My Taima, why? Because that's a more fundamental problem. That's not an issue of Mixas Naziris. That's an issue of Mishum Da'avale Masne Amashakasiv Batorah. There you're trying to make a condition against an institution in the Torah. You want to have a Nazir, a different type of Nazir. If you want to make a Neder to Asr something on you, fine. But if you're trying to get into the institution of Naziris and change it, I'm a Nazir, but I want to drink wine, no good. That's Masna Amashakasiv Batorah, V'chal Masna Amashakasiv Batorah, Tna'o Batil. If you make a Tna'i against what it says in the Torah, your Tna'i is Batil. a lot to talk about, but let's just read one more line. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Amar Lacha, what about Rabbi Shua ben Levi? So he doesn't agree with that? He doesn't think that the first case of our Mishnah is that type of case? Amar Lacha, Hai Almanas, Kichutz Dami. You know why Rabbi Shua ben Levi thinks, he agrees with Machla Mashakatz Vatara, but he interprets the words in the Reisha, even though he says Almanas, is as if he says Bachutz, meaning not on condition of, but I want to be a partial Nazir. Chutz mimenu, I want to be a Nazir regarding this and not a Nazir regarding that. So that's why it's like a Kabbalas Mixas Naziris. Rabbi Elchanan writes in the Kovet Shiurim, you know, the difference between an almanas and a chutz. An almanas means you accept everything on condition something. Then you can't take something out of it once you accepted everything. Chutz means you didn't accept. You're not entering into the full package. In Ksubis, Simin Kuf Ayin Beis, Ubir Chiluk Zeh, to Bachutz Lo Asa El Achatzi Maisa, Shelo Hitira Lakol, Avo Ba'almanas HaMaisa Shlema, V'hainu Shamaisa Mitzad Atzma, B'kocha Lachul Behechlet Al Kolofan. Right, when it's full, Almanas. Avo De Milsa Achrisi Ma'akev. You're trying to create a Milsa Achrisi, right, like the language in Ksubis Davchav. Tznai Milsa Achrisi Hi. You have the full action. So once you have the full thing, you can't make it tznai to try to uproot it. Okay, let's talk about the principle of Mashna Mazakas Matorah. First, the general point that we've made many times, and then this specific one that has to do with Nazir Daf Yud Aleph. Number one is the Tosfos Ksubis Nun Vav, that can't learn this sugya without that Tosfos. Tosfos asks, the Bam Kasha, I make a condition, I'm going to ask something. So what does the Torah say? You can't make such a condition. I want to get married, I'm going to ask that I don't have these obligations. The Torah says, tough. So what should be the halacha? The halacha should be, logically, tough, you're not married. Not tough, you're married and you have to do it anyway. You know, I only want to be married, I'm going to ask, I don't have a chiyuv of to support my wife. So what should the Torah say? Okay, that doesn't work, you can't do that. So go home, you're not married. No, the Torah says, you're married and you have to do it anyway. But I didn't have that in mind. Why is that fair? That's Tosfos Ksubis Anan Nunvav. Why is it whenever you have a Tanai that doesn't work, the Tanai is batel and the Maisa is kayim? Why don't you just say everything is batel? Tosfos says, Chiddush Gadol. Tosfos says, V'omeri. De'ilav de'alfina mitzai b'nei gadol b'nei ruvein. Tosfos says, no. The whole institution of Tanoim is a Chiddush. I got married. So all of a sudden I say something that should have an effect to be able to undermine what I did? Right? So words. Just words. It's not actions. So I got married. So the Torah is Mechadesh. Oh, there's something called Tanai. B'nei God of B'nei Ruvain made it sign. There's something called Tanai. But Ein Lecha Bo Ela Chidusho. Basically, the Chiddush is only when you follow the rules of the Chiddush. If you don't follow the rules of the Chiddush, then the Chiddush falls away. And therefore, the mice is kayam, and the tanai is batel. So if I wouldn't have had that tanayim, hava mina deshum tanayim avatel as a maisa. V'yafilu lo yiskayim, besova maisa kayam. And now that we've learned, v'hasha di'alfina me'asam, tabahani tanay levatel maisa, armina dafka k'sheina masa, mashakas v'atara. Only if you make a normal, halachically acceptable tanay. Tumu t'nei b'nei b'nei ruvein, shlo hisno mashakas v'atara. But if you don't make a proper tanay, so forget the chiddush. Forget the tanay. And therefore, the Maisa is Kaya. Fine. That is the general point to make. And again, there's a lot more about that. But we will refocus on here. Tosfos is Kasha. Tosfos, Tavi Masa, Mashakaz Batara. We mentioned this Tosfos three times, at least, in Maseches Nedarim. But now we're doing Gid and Nazir. Nazir Yud Aleph. Here we are. Ask Tosfos, how is it possible that you can make a Tanai on a Nazir? What's the rule? Ksubis ayin dalin. The rule is, kol milsa de lesa b'shlichus, lesa b'tznai. If I can't make a shliach to do something, I can't make a tznai to do something. What's the Gemara talking about there? Chalitza. I can't do chalitza through a shliach. Right? The man and the woman have to be there. You can't do a chalitza through a shliach, so you can't make a tznai on chalitza. You can't, whatever you can't do. I can't make a shliach to put tefillin on me. For me. So I can't make it tonight. I put on tefillin and I say, but I'm only yotze the mitzvah tefillin if it rains tomorrow. That's a general shayla. Tonight on mitzvahs. But just as a mashal. If you can't make a shliach on something, you can make a tonight on something. Tosfos there gives the svara of bailus. You're not a bailim on this process. You're not a bailim on this action. And that has a result, shlichus and tonight. So you can't make a shliach to be a nazir. I hereby accept to be a nazir. Okay, do it for me, please. No. You have to do it yourself. You can't make a shliach to be a nazir, so you shouldn't be able to make a tanai. So what's this Mishnah talking about? Why is it that I'm allowed to make a tanai? V'yim tomar, asked Tosfos. Tepek lei de nazira zi efshel lekayim ayde shliach. Dabar bahamadir, he quotes the Gemara in Ksubis. Answers Tosfos. Various answers in the Rishonim. What's Tosfos' answer? No, we're wrong. You can do naziris through a shliach. What's that? The karbanos. The karbanos could be bought through a shliach. The karbanos of nazir. The yesh lomar achareisha acherim yicholim lahavi karbanos tachtav nechshav keilu kalamaisa yacholasos aydei shliach. That's Tosfos' chiddush. You might ask on Tosfos, what does the karbanos have to do with the naziris? I'm a nazir for 30 days. The karbanos are afterwards. This relates to the chakir. We mentioned it yesterday, 2 days ago. When I'm a kabal naziris, what am I makabel? Am I makabel only the nihugim of naziris? Or are karbanos included in that kabbalah? So Tosfos is clearly saying the karbanos somehow define or a major part of the definition of being a nazir. Even though we would think that, the karbanos are after you finish being a nazir. No, the karbanos are part of being a nazir. That's how Tosfos could say that the fact that you can make your karbanos, send your karbanos through a shliach, that could affect the institution of naziris totally, to say that it is something that is efshar al yedei shliach. That's Tosfos' chiddush. The Ben Chaschinach, in his classic style, when he takes every idea of the Gemara that he's shown him, follows them to their logical conclusion, says the Ben Chaschinach, well, a naziris Shimshon doesn't have karbanos. So it must be that a Nazir Shimshon, you can't make a Tanai on. Right? You go, unless you say, as we just said before, the institution of Naziris has Karbanos through a Shliach. And even if this one does it, they're all connected. But the Menachas Chinuch says, maybe not. L'chora lo mahani Tanai b'Nazir Shimshon. Right? Like Tosfos says in Nazir, Karbanos after they Shliach, v'kan lo shayach, even to like a Karbanos, v'chulu. He just leaves that as a possibility. Classic Menachas Chinuch style. That's what he says, number one. Number two, the next point to mention, Rabbi Akiva Eiger right here, the Gilyon HaShas, says, Asa Kasha on Tosfos, Lo Yadati, I don't understand, Kashali, the second one, Adayin Eich Yitura Tahine De Nedarim, Reish Perak Ve'ilu Nedarim, if you look at the beginning of the last Perak of Nedarim, wasn't so long ago, we had Hareini Reikonim Rechitzas Olam Alai Imerchatz. We had Tznoim on Nedarim. Right? I'm not allowed to get benefit from you if I get benefit from him. So Nedarim aren't, you can't do that through a shliach. So why should you be able to make a tznai on Nedarim? Answer Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Right? What is the, isn't it, right? Why is that allowed? Says Rav Meir Simcha, and again, it's all about categorization. Says Rav Meir Simcha, Nedarim are really, Nidre Isser are really in the larger category of what's included in Nidre Isser? Nidre Hektish. And Hektish could be done through a Shliach, and therefore the whole category could be done with a Tanai. So that answers the answer of Givager's Kasha, and that's his answer right here. It is Kedushim. But again, it's all about categorization. Are there any other answers to Tosfos' Kasha? So one other to mention, and that is the Ramban. There's no Ramban, we don't have a Ramban on Nazir, but the Ramban in Baba Basra, where this comes up, the Ramban has the Yesod Gadol, the issue of Milsa de Ibilsa Bishlichas Lisla Bitznai, that can parallel is only by items that what we might call Bein Adam LaChavero, and not Bein Adam LaAtzmo. If a person has a Kabbalah, like a Naziris, Bein Adam LaAtzmo, then it doesn't have to fulfill those rules. Says the Ramban, the Yesh Omrin, Ki Gamrina Mitzai Begar Bnei Ruvain Hani Mili Kayotse Bo, Shu Tznai Shebein Adam LaChavero. It has to do with others, splitting up the land. Avol Tznai Shebeino Levein Atzmo, Bekol Inyin Have Tznai. It works! It's a Tznai, even if it doesn't fit the other rules. Vatam Nosein, and it makes sense, says the Ramban. Shari Midaito Hisna, Verotze Hulakayim Tzno, Hilkach Af Tznai Kuffel. Lo be'inon. You can have it in by an institution which you can't have a shliach. You don't even need regular rules of mishpatei atznoim. That's an important yesod that the Ramban had. And here's a couple of other answers as well, but that is the Ramban, Baba Basra, Kuf, Chaf, Vav, Amibes. Good. There's more, but let's continue. Says the Gemara, Tani Kavasid Ravina. Ravina, the Brisa that supports Ravina, meaning that the issue here is not almanas, meaning chutz, but the issue is maslamash gazabatara. Amar, the Tosefta says, Hareni Nazir Almanas, She'ev, Shosa Yanim, Etami Lamesim, Harez, and Nazir Asav Akulon, Mipnei, the Feirish, Shumasa, Majakasabat Torah, Chalamata, Majakasabat Torah, Tna'o, Batel. So it's Beferish in the Tosefta to help us understand the Mishnah. Just one other point I forgot to mention. Tosfos in Dibur Maskil Hai Almanas, when Tosfos is Bechali between Almanas and Chutz, and if I say Chutz by Naziris, it works. Right? If I say I'm a Nazir, Almanas, according to Reb Shimon, Almanas, that I'm not going to drink wine, Reb Shimon Levi says that's like Chutz. So Tosfos says that doesn't work by marriage. Doesn't work by marriage. If somebody says, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, if somebody says chutz by a marriage, it doesn't work. Kiddushin is different because there's no such thing as a mixas kiddushin. Ein kiddushin lachatzain. You can't have anything left out by a marriage. There is a concept, a little bit of nazir. You could do something. You could do a little bit of a nihug of naziris. You can't do a little bit of being married. You're either married or you're not married. So therefore, even if you want to be mechalad between chutz and almanas, that chiluk might not apply, says Tosfos, to kiddushin, because you can't have an issue of chutz by kiddushin. Good. Third case of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Yodei ani shanazir aser b'yayin. I know that a nazir can't drink wine, but I thought the rabbis would help me out. I can't live without wine. This is what I do for a living. And there we said that the machlokas was opposite. The chachamim said Mutter, and Rabbi Shimon said Aser. So, ask the Gemara, Amar Reisha, Aser, Rabbi Shimon Matir. I don't understand. The Reisha, the first cases of the Mishnah, explain, Rabbi Shimon is the one that says you have to be Makabal everything. The Chachamim are the one that say it works even without a full Kabbalah. So, answer is the first answer. Emanami, Ariza, Aser, Rabbi Shimon Matir. Okay, switch it. First answer is, you're right, switch it. The Ibaya Samu would rather not do that. That's not the Lashon that we have. Don't switch it. The last case is different. Why? Hasam, over there in the last case. Reisha, I'm sorry. Hasam, over there in the earlier cases. Reisha could go to Nazar Mechada. That was a real Kabbalah of entering into a Naziris. You only accepted partial. So, L'Rabbanan D'Amrinan D'Afilu L'Nazir Ela Me'achas Me'en Havi Nazir V'Asir. So, in the first cases, where you're trying to become a Nazir, so we say, even Mixas works. L'Rabbi Shimon D'Amar Adiyazir Mikula Mutter. So, according to Shimon, it says, Mixas Kabbalah does not work, so it's Mutter. What's the last case? The last case is not becoming a Nazir. It's the opposite. The last case is trying to get out of the status of Naziris. He is a Nazir, and now he's saying, I thought the rabbis would allow me. So, it's really a Mixas Hatara. That's the Machlokes. So, it's an exact parallel, whether it's a package deal or not. Seifa denader Mikulu. Really, he accepted to be a Nazir. Ve'itcha Mechada. But now he's saying, I thought the rabbis would matir because I can't live without wine. Or I can't live without being mitami lemesim. So the Rabbanan da amri afilu lo nazir ela me'achas man havi nazir. The Rabbanan said it's not a package deal, meaning you don't have to accept everything. I should say, and therefore, even only accepting one thing makes you a nazir for everything. You know what the Rabbanan say? Getting out of one thing also ruins everything. Ki mitcho mechad minayo ishtari. The whole thing is unraveled. Even just tying up one thing ties you up totally. Unraveling one thing unravels everything. What's the language of Tosfos? It's printed on the bottom of the previous Amud. Fourth to last line. Ki isuro kach hetero. Sometimes in halacha you have opposite processes. The same way you got in is the same way you got out. If you get in with just accepting one, you get out by rejecting one. It's the same thing. Le Rebbe Shimon, the Amar Achayazer Mikulam. Rebbe Shimon who says, no, you only get in by accepting everything, but once you're in, you can only get out by rejecting everything. Ki mitchal nami mehahu adi mitchal mikulu. Mishum hachi k'tani Rebbe Shimon oser. That's why it's exactly opposite. And again, this ki isuro kach hetero is similar to other contests we have. We have in Hilchas Kashrus, kabolo kach polto. Right, even if it's not exactly the same temperature, once it's in that category, we're allowed to do that, Kabbalah Kapolto. But this is the root issue. This is number two. So again, how is the third case different? Answer number one of the Gemara is that it's not different. Flip it. Answer number two is, it depends. This is going out, not going in. Third pshat, v'ibayaseima, b'nidrei onten kamiflagi. Maybe the issue here is a totally different issue. Remember the third parak of Masechas Nedarim was called, Tafchafim Abeis, Arba Nedarim Itiru Chachamim. There were four Nedarim that basically we assume aren't serious. Nidrei Shkagos, Nidrei Onsen, Nidrei Zeruzin, right? All the different types of Nedarim. So there was a Machlokes Amoraim there. When we say, Arba Nedarim Itiru Chachamim, does that mean automatically? Or does that mean there's still a din d'rabbanan to get it matired? That machlokes is this machlokes. Because what's the pshat of our Mishnah here? The Gemara is saying right now, when he made the neder, when he became a nazir, he thought he could live without the wine. He didn't realize. He became part of the Chevra Kadisha later. So now, he's ba'ones, he needs money. Upaplukta, the Reb Shmuel, Reb Asi, Ditzanan, Arbana Dharma Diyur Chachamim, Nidre Ziruzin, Nidre Havai, Nidre Shkago, Nidre Onsen. Without getting it back into what all those are. But, v'amar of Yehuda, amar of Asi, arba nedar malo, l'srichin she'ela l'chachamim. Still, on a derabbanan level, Rav Asi said, it's not automatic. You need she'ela from the chachamim. V'ki amrite, kami de Shmuel, amar li, tanak tani, tira chachamim, v'yat amar, srichin she'ela chachamim. What's the language of the Mishnah? The chachamim matir. So what do I have to do with it? What, I have to add on my own atara? It says it's automatic. So, says the Gemara, Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan who say in the last case that it is mutter. Why do they say it's mutter? Savri Kishmuel. It's automatically mutter. This is an example of a neder ones, because he doesn't realize it when he originally made it, and that's it. Reb Shimon k'Rav Asi, and Reb Shimon will hold like Rav Asi. Good. Says the Mishnah, Hareini Nazir va'alai legaleach Nazir. If somebody says, I'm a Nazir, and I also accept to literally shave a nazir. But what does that mean? That means to bring the karbanis on behalf of another nazir. Right? The tiglachas, the haircut, goes part of the process of the karbanos. We'll see later on the significance. And the person says that, so it's a double kabbalah. I'm a nazir, and I hereby accept to be megaleach a different nazir. Because just saying I'm already a nazir, you already have to do your karbanos. Right, the second part is not talking about yourself. The Shama Chaveiro V'Yamar, and his friend hears and says the same thing. Ve'ani, ve'alai l'galeach nazir. And me, and I accept to be a nazir. So what does the Mishnah say? Imayo pikchim, if they're smart, megalchin zezeh. Right, if they're smart, they could each bring each other's karbanos. And that would work out. V'im lav, and if they don't do this, megalchin azir machir. But if not, they have to bring their own karbanos, and then they have to bring karbanos on behalf of some other nazir out there. Ibai lehu. Ask the Gemara. Shama chaveiro va'amar va'ani mahu. If somebody hears their friend say something, and they say the word, and me, what does that mean? Ava'ani akula dibure mashma, odilma apalga dibure mashma. When a person says, and me, and I, is that going on everything my friend said? Or maybe it could be going only on partial, what my friend said. If my friend said three things, or two things, maybe va'ani is only going on part of what they said. And if you want to say that va'ani is only going on part of what they said, and you can logically understand it the first half or the second half. Aresha o asefa. Is it going on the first half or the second half? Meaning, I say like that. So maybe it's going on what the guy just said, the second half. Or maybe it's going on, I'm like him. Put me in his shoes. What's the first thing he said? That's what I'm a kabel. So is it everything? And even if it's half, which half? So Tashma, let's try to prove it from our Mishnah. Va'ani va'alai l'galeach nazir. The second guy says, and me, and I'm alai l'galeach nazir. Imayu pichim megalchim zed zed. Mita ka'amar va'ani va'alai. By the fact that the second person has to say both, shma mina va'ani apalge didibure. It must be that va'ani is not good enough. Because va'ani only would have been only on half. That's why I have to add in the V-O-I, and therefore now we understand that he's really copying everything that his friend said. Right, again, if Vani was on everything, he could have just said Vani. So Gemara says, fine, Amrinon in, yes, it's true, but Apalge de Dibura Mashma. I agree that Vani would only mean on half the words of the first speaker. Miyu Aresho Asefa. But we still haven't answered the other question, would we understand the Vani as the first half or the second half? Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? We answered both questions. Mina, from it. Mi deka'amar va'alai l'galeach, by the fact that he had to add on the second half of what the guy said. Shma mina va'ani al tchilas dibura mashma. It's clear. Va'ani only means part, and he means the first part. So Gemara says, "Amalei Rabuna Bredi Rabbi Yeshua LaRava Mimai Dachihu." How do you know that this is all true? How do you know from our Mishnah that Va'ani means only on half and on the first half? La'olam Eimelacha Va'ani Akule Dibu De Dibure. Maybe Va'ani really means on everything the guy said. Ve'imi Shum Ve'Alai. Ah, you're saying why did he have to add in the second phrase of Va'Alai? My Kamar Va'Alai. Why did he say Va'Alai Bahamilsa? In this regard, we would say, for emphasis. He didn't have to say it, but he said it because he's emphasizing what he wants to do. De'ilote mahachi, because if you don't say this, then I have a problem with the next Mishnah. Diktani Seifa, the Mishnah on Tamar's daf, says as follows. Hare alai legaleach chatzi nazir. A person just says one thing. I hereby accept to be megaleach chatzi nazir. We'll talk about what that means. Vishama chaveru, viyamar vani, alai legaleach chatzi nazir. And I, ask the Gemara, if va'ani is good, so why, and it means on everything, so why didn't he just leave out the rest of his phrase? Hasa ma'ika tartin mili. There aren't two things over there in that Mishnah. So the guy only said one thing. Elamaika amar alai. So why did he say alai there? There he said va'ani. That's good enough, and he still added in va'alai. Why did he say alai? Bahamilsa. In that Mishnah, Tamar's daf, the alai must have just been there for emphasis, not because it's really needed. See, it's so too in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is not a raya. Our Mishnah, it might just be that he said a lie for emphasis, but not that he really needed it. And maybe Vyani could go on the second half. Says the Gemara, Amar Le Rava Hachiashta. Rava says, wait a minute. You're trying to prove that our Mishnah is not a raya because of the extra words of the second Mishnah? Wait a minute. E amrit bishlama reisha tsricha seifa lo tsricha. If you want to say it's meduyuk in our Mishnah, then you could say the next Mishnah is not meant to be meduyuk. Why? It's there to be parallel. Tani seifa de lo tsricha mishum reisha de tsricha. There it's extra because it's parallel to our Mishnah. Ela e amrit reisha lo tsricha seifa lo tsricha. But if you want to say that they're both unneeded, in both Mishnayos, tomorrow's daf and today's daf, the alai is extra. So why did the Mishnah say it at all? Tani Reisha de lo tzricha, but then he saved it de lo tzricha. So why would it say both? If you have one where it's teaching you something, so you can have the second source to be parallel to the first source in language. But if you don't need it at all, so why do you have it in both? Right, it's not needed. You want to say it's there for emphasis in one case? Okay, so have it in one case. Don't have it in two cases. So therefore, it says the Gemara, we're back to the Raya. We're back to the right that our Mishnah must be meduyuk, and therefore va'ani would be going on half of what a person says, and it would be going on the first half of what a person says, and v'alai is just there in our Mishnah meduyuk to be able to add on that he wants to also fulfill the second half of what the person said. Okay, this is all some major issues. Tomorrow we get into other Shas issues, Shliachos or Shlichuso. We're going to talk about Arami Ovid Avi tomorrow. Right, we mentioned that in Parsha Shirim, in Haggadah Shirim in past years. Comes up on tomorrow's daf. But again, there's a lot here in these sugyas. Okay, we'll stop here. Parsha Shirim, Be'ez Hashem, is tonight.